Let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Bo Show.
Welcome to the show. Hey, welcome to the associates, to our members, our customers as well. Thanks for shopping with us. Thanks for working hard out there as well. And what do you say we kick off the show the way that we always do? Bo's impossible question of the day. Here it is. See if you can figure this one out. 7% of people say they do this on Christmas Day. Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Coach Todd from 1777.
Hey, 1777, is that in the great state of PA?
It is, yeah.
All right, my old home state. And Todd, what's your guess today? 7% of people say they do this on Christmas Day every year.
My guess is take down their Christmas tree.
You know what? Slowly becoming the popular answer, or taking down ornaments or putting them away or something along those lines. That's a great guess. We'll find out if you're right coming up.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye. Hey, it is the Bo Show, line 13. Steven, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastic. You're calling from Alabama, store 5126, and you have a guess.
I'm going to say eat too much.
Eat too much. All right. That's a good one. You know what? We will find out if you're right coming up, Steven, here at the end of the show. I appreciate you calling up.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, Marie. Where are you calling from?
Wayne, West Virginia. I'm an associate.
All right. And what's your store number or club number?
2792.
Well, I've got some great news for you. You are my associate caller of the day today. You're the first one through. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, let's go. Who are we shouting out today? Who's crushing it with you?
Probably just the entire store.
All right.
We love that. Awesome store.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and I hope you have a fantastic week.
All right. You too. Thank you.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
It is the Bo Show. Heading over to line 12. Is this Steve?
It is. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to do a shout out, if I may.
Absolutely. The mic is yours. Tell us where you're calling from and your store number.
Store number 575, Woodstock, Georgia. And my shout out is for you guys on the radio. Makes for a very quick day with all the good music and and the information that you guys provide. I want to thank you for doing that. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Merry Christmas to you as well. And we love doing it. You know, that's what we do over here. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling up.
You guys are good at it. Thank you.
Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
Here we go, Detective Product today. Let's have some fun while you work, while you shop, and see if you can figure out the item we're talking about with these clues. Here you go. This item is used to create a classic food that is typically round or square. It makes a surprisingly affordable gift for the holiday season, with some just under $10. What do you think? Hey, it's the Bo Show. What's your guess?
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake. Great guess, but not the one we're looking for. Thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Hey, it's the Bo Show. What's your guess?
Baking pan.
Ooh, you're getting closer. I'd like to say you're getting hotter. See what I did there? Getting hotter.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah. That is really, really close. You're getting there, but not quite.
I know what it is then.
All right, I'll give you another guess. Go for it.
A cookie sheet.
It is not. Thanks for trying, though. Hey, it is the Bo Show. What's your guess?
Baking pan.
That's a popular guess, and it's really, 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 really close. You're getting hotter, but it's not quite it.
Alrighty.
As we ran out of time today, Tanner, the answer was...
A waffle maker.
A waffle maker. Did anybody get it offline?
Not quite. We got some guesses that were very close, but...
All right.
Yeah, not quite.
Waffle maker, waffle iron. I love that. I like the really small ones. You know, here we go. Pro tip, right? All right. If you're in Walmart right now or Sam's Club, you get those little ones, the teeny weeny ones.
Yep.
And you put the cinnamon rolls in there and you squash it down.
Oh.
Good stuff.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Wrapping things up here on the Bo Show. Getting set to head on out the door. But before we do that, Tanner, let's give the answer to Bo's impossible question of the day. 7% of people say they do this on Christmas Day every year. Some great guesses. Lots of them, too. What's the answer?
The answer is volunteer.
Volunteer. There you have it. Real quick, some shout-outs or milestones today. Shout-out to Mark over in North Carolina, Supercenter 1064, 40 years. Way to go. And then we've got 3 35-year associates. First, Kimberly in North Carolina, Neighborhood Market, 7218. Nice job. Carrie, 35 years over there in Texas. Sam's Club, 8268. And last but not least, at the home office, shout out to Lori, 35 years. If you see any of those associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. Till next time, see ya.
The Chris Show.
Producer Tanner joining me in his glass box of emotions over there.
What is up, Chris?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. November, quickly going away from us.
That is true.
We're so close to December.
It's so wild.
This year has flown by. All right, let's kick off the show with a little game we like to call...
Let us start the show with a trip down memory lane.
This is taking me way back.
It's time to play What Year Was It?
So I'm going to name some popular things that happened in a certain year. If you think you know the answer, all you have to do is dial 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO. Here are the clues. The top songs, You're Still the One by Shania Twain, How's It Going to Be by Third Eye Blind, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Nice.
Top movies, Saving Private Ryan, A Bug's Life, and The Truman Show. Celebrities Born, Ariel Winter, Shawn Mendes, and Mr. Beast. So not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I thought Mr. Beast was older. Okay.
Yeah, I thought so too, but yeah,
wow.
It's this particular year.
Yeah. All right.
It's surprising.
It's young buck. Making lots of money off the YouTubes.
That's right.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
This is Michael Bill from store 3201. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, Michael? That's in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir. McDonough, Georgia.
Yeah. You calling in to guess what year was it?
Yes, sir. All right, I already know it, too. Once you said Mr. Beast, I already knew what it was. It's 1998.
Dang, dude. I didn't know. It's shocking. I know of Mr. Beast. He does lots of funny things. I didn't know that he was that young.
He's very young, but he's very successful for being that young. He's very inspirational, too, for the younger generation. I will say that.
Michael, is there anybody at your store that you like to give a shout-out to?
Just everybody here, man. And give a shout-out to you, too, Chris. Thank you for doing the radio every day, man.
Awesome. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too, man.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, this is Michelle from 1504.
Where's that at?
In Dayton, Ohio. I'd like to give a shout-out to Izzy, and she's such a beautiful person, and she's such an awesome worker.
What does Izzy do at the store?
Picks all the stuff out. OCD, I think it's called.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Those people are working so hard. All the OCD people are working so hard right now because of the holidays, and I really admire their work. I work in a deli, but those people are really busting their butts because of the holidays. And I just want to give a shout out to Izzy.
All right, way to go, Izzy. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
Thank you so much, too.
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura, where are you calling from?
Store 281, Heber Springs, Arkansas.
All right, you calling in to give a shout out?
Yeah, special shout out. This is to Mark. He's a overnight stocker. He is doing his 30th anniversary today.
Oh, happy 30-year anniversary. Oh, wrong sound effect. That's a sad one. Here we go. I don't want it to be sad. I want it to be happy. Well, congratulations on 30 years. Laura, thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Happening in news that make you stop and say, wait, what? The world's oldest living land animal, a tortoise named Jonathan, celebrated his 191st birthday on the island of St. Helena. Jonathan's exact age is unknown, but he was at least 50 years old when he was brought to the island in 1882, making him at least 191 years old.
Whoa.
And possibly much older.
That just makes me think of Finding Nemo, like Crush the Turtle.
Yeah.
When Marlin turns around and asks, how old are you? And Crush says, 150, man, and still young.
It all makes sense now.
Yes.
And a man from Florida has amassed a collection of 2,467 copies of the 1997 film Titanic on VHS, and he is aiming for 1 million.
Oh, goodness.
He's been scouting thrift stores, flea markets, and garage sales for VHS copies, and even some social media followers have mailed him tapes from all over the world. I don't even know how to respond to this.
I know. Something about that math just makes me think, like, 2,400 to 1 million. He's not even 1% there.
No.
So that's a lot
close.
Of dedication there.
What a goal.
Unbelievable.
How well do you recognize this movie scene?
It's my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
Producer Tanner and I will reenact a scene from a very popular holiday movie from the very early 90s. And I watched just a few days ago.
Nice.
It is a holiday tradition in my household. All right. And scene. Did I turn off the coffee?
No, I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did we set the timers on the lights?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
Well, what else could we be forgetting?
God!
And scene.
I had to be far away from the microphone for that one.
That was fantastic.
So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart!
Booyah! Woo-hoo!
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, where are you calling from?
Store number 1336 in Marion, Virginia.
You calling in to guess the movie?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Is it Home Alone?
Absolutely correct. What a delight of a movie. Is there anybody or store that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Just my whole front end team and the electronics team.
All right. Way to go, front end team and electronics team. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. Have a great day.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
I had the pleasure of getting to talk to many long-term associates visiting the home office right here in Bentonville, Arkansas. Here are some of their shout-outs.
Hi, I'm Cynthia from Walmart 1215, Calhoun, Georgia. Shout-out to everybody in the store, especially ACC.
Hi, my name is Amy from store 1668 at Gurney, Illinois. I've been with Walmart 35 years. I'd like to shout-out to my Vision Center associates and team.
My name is Tiffany Oliver. I'm from store 910. I just want to shout-out my husband, market manager of loss prevention, Justin Oliver. Appreciate all that you do.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Thank you so much to all the associates that called in for their song requests and shout outs. And thank you to all the long-term associates that got to visit the home office. It was an absolute pleasure getting to talk to them and hearing their shout outs. All right, everybody, it's a good day. For a great day.
Kirby Gwen and friends.
All right. Hello, friend. It is Kirby Gwen and producer Dave. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
I've been on pins and needles since the top of the show, Kirby.
I have a confession that I would like to share with you. I can't see your eyes, Dave. I want to look into your eyes because I want you to, I want to know truthfully whether or not you're going to judge me when I say this.
Well, you already know the answer to that.
I do. You're going to judge me. My really good friend is having a birthday this month, and I must confess that I know her birthday is in November, but I have to always look at Facebook to know what day the birthday is on.
I don't judge you too harshly for that, actually.
When I realized that last night, as I was like, oh, her birthday's coming up. Let me scroll and see. I was like, oh my gosh.
Coming up, there's 2 days left.
It's literally 2 days left, Dave. But I'm just wondering, does anyone else rely on social media for this capacity to remember like birthdays, anniversaries? And I also think as our social circles expand with the growth of technology, we're not keeping those address books anymore. Where else are we retaining this information?
That's true. But here's one thing I used to do just randomly. I'd wish somebody a happy birthday that it wasn't their birthday to see how many people would come behind me and wish them a happy birthday.
Oh, Dave, that's funny. That is great. That is great. A comedy right there. All right. That is going to wrap it up right there. My confession. Hey, if you are still using social media to keep track of these dates, ooh, I wonder who. Somebody's out there keeping track of their wedding anniversary with Facebook.
I mean, Google Calendar.
I can't judge you.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, my name is Noah, and I'm calling from Walmart store 4333.
Hey, Noah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Great. What can I do for you?
I was hoping to give a shout-out to my team over the radio.
All right, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout-out to Stocking 2 at Walmart store 4333. We keep this store running.
All right. Thanks for checking in today, Noah, and I appreciate you and the crew for all the hard work. Happy holidays, friend.
Happy holidays.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye.
It's time for Stop the Press.
Hello, hello, friend. It's Kirby Gwen, and this is the part of the show where Dave and I like to take a peek into some interesting news out there across the World Wide Web. Today's story is all about a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which just landed in Dave's favorite place on the entire planet, Antarctica.
Yeah. Not my favorite place on the planet.
What? I thought you said that it was just warm enough for you there.
Yeah, you know how much I enjoy cold weather.
I love you, Dave. Hey. This is really special because the 787 was carrying over 300 people, and it opens up new possibilities for bringing in supplies and researchers, which will make it easy to do really important studies that are taking place in Antarctica. Also, it's eco-friendly. It's way better for the environment. So cheers to innovation. You know we love innovation.
That's a flight I will not be taking, though.
Dave! They didn't ask you to come anyway.
Well, if they ever do.
If someone randomly asks Dave if he would like to get on a 787 to go to Antarctica, please know that his invitation has already been declined.
You know, I like it warm in the south, but that's a little too far south for me.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Cheryl. I'm calling from store 0738.
Hey, where's that at, Cheryl?
Camden, Tennessee.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I finally heard that our store director, Mike Heber, was on the radio this morning.
Ah!
What a great team he has. So I wanted to thank him.
Oh, nice.
For recognizing his store.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say? Because the floor is yours, Cheryl.
Nope, that's it. I just wanted to thank him. Start the kindness now.
Shout out to you and the team over in Camden, Tennessee. What's that store number one more time?
0738.
0738. The great 0738. I love it.
We are all great over here.
Nice. Have a great day and happy holidays, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. Live a healthier you. Here's Kirby Gwen with I Feel Good.
Hey, friend, it is Kirby Gwen, and this is the part of the show where we always like to take a peek into some of the things that are trending in the wellness world. And, you know, 'tis the season to give and have joy, but also to practice gratitude. And one of the things that we want to put a focus on today is to practice gratitude for our bodies and to prioritize emotional well-being over strict fitness routines as a disruption to some of those normal habits that are expected. You know, this is a time to really emphasize the importance of joy, and some experts are offering advice that encourage a more flexible approach during the holidays when it comes to health, offering tips like just focus on staying hydrated, moving your body when possible, and maintaining a positive mindset, affirming that progress, regardless of its scale, should be appreciated throughout the year. I love this because, you know, Dave, personally, if I may tell a little bit of my tea.
You may.
I think that, you know, having that mindset that your body is something to be appreciated, celebrated, and cared for, rather than looking at yourself as a project that you gotta schlep yourself to the gym and hurry up and do these crunches. It's something to be grateful for. It's something to be cared for.
Well, especially this time of year when everybody is stressed out. Holidays are a very stressful time of year.
It can be.
Yeah, it's more important to focus on your mental well-being than your physical. Have the ham, have the mashed potatoes.
Yes.
If it makes you happy.
That's right. Take deep breaths, stay hydrated, and be happy.
Yep.
Now, again, we're not experts, but we strongly encourage this.
Eat the brownie. Listen, it's okay.
Just people living lives over here. Just people living lives.
And now, from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right. This is the part of the show, friend, where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. I saw a quote the other day that said, "You would free yourself from so much stress and drama if you just understood and embraced the truth that you are enough." Friend, at your core, you are worthy. You don't have to shapeshift. You don't have to conform. You don't have to pretend to be anyone else in this world. You are valuable. The light that you shine when you enter a room is enough. Everything that you feel makes you weird or a little quirky. Those are things to be celebrated. Your unique interest. You are enough, friend. And I'm so grateful that you spent a little time hanging out with me today. Thank you for being you and all that you are. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please, make it a good one. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.